And so we return to the PM's prizes from last week for teaching and for innovation. The 2019 prize for new innovators went to Dr. Luke Campbell with his Neurophone, headphones that adapt to your ears and hearing.
I started my career as a medical doctor, then moved into hearing science and have now ended up making headphones. Neura has created headphones with special sensors built in that can automatically scan your ear, work out what sound you hear well and not so well, and automatically retune themselves to be the perfect headphone for you. We had a lot of advice from experts in the field who said, okay, it might work scientifically, but technically it's going to be too hard for you to mass produce these at a cost that's going to work for a consumer product. I'm really proud of our team that we're able to shrink that down and make everything technically work and deliver a product that we're proud of. People sometimes ask, what's the benefit of personalized sound? What am I going to hear differently? And for me, I think about Hotel California. I think about the guitar strumming there. You're going to hear this extra timbre, extra richness, an extra magical quality to the guitar strings, and your music's just being taken to the next level. Receiving this award is a really proud moment for everyone here working at Neura and everyone who's been part of our journey to get us here.
Dr. Luke Campbell with Neurophone and so many applications. He's the Prime Minister's new innovator. The main prize for innovation went to a team from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute in Melbourne for an anti-cancer drug worth millions, even billions internationally, they say.
When I was a young doctor, I looked after a patient diagnosed with leukemia, and she did very badly. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to get into research, because I thought if I could understand this disease better, perhaps we might have a chance of making a difference.
Chronic lymphocytic leukemia is the most common leukemia in Australia and in many countries. Over 1,000 people are diagnosed with it every year.
The aim was to take a fundamental discovery around the understanding of how cancer develops and where we can target it, and to transform that discovery into a product or a new medicine that can help patients. Venetoclax targets the Achilles heel of certain cancers.
Cancer cells often have too much of the protein that this drug targets. That protein keeps the cells alive. This drug makes the cells die by neutralizing that protein.
It's almost like a precision medicine that will allow you to avoid many of the side effects that you see with conventional intensive chemo and radiotherapy.
The first person in the world to know that the drug was working was the first patient to receive it. Within hours of taking the first dose, that patient said to me, "Oh, doc, I think it's working." I had to wait till the next day and looked at the blood tests. But the patient was right. It was causing leukemia to melt away.
That, to me, was, wow, something very special has happened.
One of the great things about this award is it recognises the value and importance of teams in making big discoveries and making big differences.
We all had this idea, and of course we weren't sure that it was going to work, but we were very excited by the challenge of doing it. We felt that we were breaking new ground almost every time we got together.
Looking forward, we're anticipating the trials will show venetoclax to be a significant advantage in some other blood cancers, and I think the impact will grow to hundreds of thousands of people around the world.
Professors Peter Sabatar, David Huang, Guillaume Lesen, and Andrew Roberts at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute in Melbourne with an exciting and immensely valuable innovation.